Breast cancer affects a lot of lives in a lot of different ways. That's exactly what a local production of Personal Stories this weekend, entitled Titbits, is trying to show. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the storytelling is meant to increase understanding.
You know, we all have a story to tell, especially in your cancer diagnosis. You know, there's all aspects of it, caregivers, doctors, the person going through it, the person dying from it, and you need to hear all stories of it.
You might have guessed it. Anne Marie Giannino Otis heard that diagnosis, breast cancer, and really didn't know what was next.
I actually vividly remember saying to my girlfriend, I can't wait to just have this mastectomy and be done with it. And that's so far from the truth. You are never done with it. It's something you live with forever. Even if you're not stage four, you're still going to doctor's appointments. You have, you know, side effects. You have medical, you have medication you take that affects you. You know, this project shows that side of it, that real raw, uncensored, unfiltered side to cancer.
Sam Gruber of Syracuse lost his wife Judy after her second bout of cancer. He remembers seeing a photo exhibit called Look Now by Syracuse University professor of television, radio, and film Tula Goenka. It showed breast cancer survivors and some of their physical and emotional scars.
But I was also very agitated. And in talking with Tula afterward, I had said, these are all very inspiring stories, because all but one, I believe, were about survivors. I said, but you know, so many people die of breast cancer.
Gruber represents one of those other narratives as a caregiver and tells his story of loss.
I also give voice to my wife, who is not with us today. And we allow readings from her very wonderful and extensive blog that she maintained for 3 years while she was going through her last bout of cancer. I was reluctant at first to do this, but, you know, I think the story has value.
The upcoming production, Titbits, tells stories from victims and survivors, those such as Sam, who endured loss, even doctors who treated cancer patients and have their own emotional reactions. Anne Marie remembers a different type of reaction from her four kids when she got her diagnosis.
I have a son who is highly OCD and high anxiety, and it really it filled him with anger, a lot of anger. My second son, who is emotionally driven, was, you know, crying in bed next to me. And then, you know, I had a four-year-old at the time, and he just didn't really understand what was going on, but he was upset because I couldn't snuggle. And then I call him my mini-me. He's just like me, sarcastic. And I saw sadness in his eyes, and it was really hard to see that, the impact it had on my kids. Like, that honestly was the hardest thing for me, was seeing my kids change. And honestly, their innocence ripped away from them.
Producer Goenka weaved the various stories together in Titbits with the help of writers Nancy Keefe Rhodes and Kyle Bass. Anne Marie hopes it opens up some understanding.
I think it's really impactful for those who really aren't in that circle. And I remember distinctly at an event I had, one of my very, very dear friends who was with me through the entire process. There were photo journals of everything that I had gone through. And she turned to look at me with tears in her eyes. And she said, I had no idea what you went through. And I think that is really what this project is going to do.
Many have to go through cancer with little support. And Sam Gruber notes it can be hard for the patient to reach out for help.
But for all the rest of us who don't have cancer, we have to increase our level of compassion and understanding and empathy in a very active way. A cancer patient can't think of what she needs. You have to anticipate what she needs, and you have to do it.
Producer Goenka, a breast cancer survivor herself, wants to show that cancer happens to an individual, family, and a community. The documentary theater production of Titbits, Breast Cancer Stories, will be presented this Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Newhouse 3 building at Syracuse University. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.